Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is your host, Monk. You can find out more about writings, publishings, and presentations at allbook-books.com. So I was just doing a little research for my next book, and one of the books I have not read, but was leafing through, saw a little story that wowed me and worth sharing. The book is Secrets of Your Cells by Sondra Barrett, PhD, Discovering Your Body's Inner Intelligence. And the book published in 2013 by Sound True out of Boulder, Colorado. They do a lot of interesting stuff. And here's the passage called The Heart's Mind. Psychologist and author of The Heart's Code, Paul Pearsall, was one scientist who believed that heart cells do in fact have a mind, and with good reason. While he was in the hospital receiving a bone marrow transplant, Pearsall heard intriguing stories from other transplant patients, particularly those who received new hearts. In one remarkable story, a middle-aged woman behaved very differently after receiving the heart of a 20-year-old biker. A lover of classical music, she now listened to rock and roll and craved green peppers, junk food, and beer, all of which had been passions of the biker. Another tale is even more compelling. While driving down a dark country road, a husband and wife were arguing. A truck swerved and hit their car, and the husband was killed instantly. Hours later, his good heart was transplanted into a young Hispanic man. Months passed. The wife, who was being counseled by Pearsall, asked to meet the recipient of her husband's heart, and it was arranged. She asked the young man if she could place her hand on his chest. He understood her need to connect and agreed. With her hand on his chest, she said, "Everything is copacetic." The recipient's mother gave her an odd look and then asked what copacetic meant. The woman told her it was the word she and her husband would say after an argument, when everything was okay again. The mother smiled. "That's the first thing my son said when he came out of surgery. Everything's copacetic." Mysterious? The young man spoke little English. How did such an unusual word come to his mind? Can heart cells truly carry such memories? Pearsall reminds us what other cultures say about mind. It does not reside in the brain, it dwells in the heart. The Chinese characters for heart and mind are the same. "Think with your heart," our native relatives tell us. To most scientists, the idea that the heart or a cell has a mind or memory seems absurd. Mind resides solely among the neutrons in the brain, they believe. And indeed, for more than 100 years, scientists have sought the seat of memory within the brain. Yet, according to some scientists, rather than being localized in one place, as originally theorized, memory and the mind are everywhere within us. English language even reflects that with the phrase to know it by heart. And personally, that the word copacetic is a word that I first heard from one of my uncles, Alan, who I named the All Book Books after, and he was the only one I had ever heard use that word for many, many years. So whenever I hear that word, I immediately think of him. And copacetic is basically like everything's okay, everything's all right. I looked up the roots once, and there's nothing much definitive. There's a lot to go with it. So that's a neat little story, to which I'll just add, in the way you live, in the way you think, in the way you feel, in the way you relate with other people, you can have a change of heart, and a change of heart and mind. So it doesn't have to be as drastic as the examples given, but something you can encourage for yourself as a way to keep up with the moments, ongoing moments, which, as we know from in today's world, things are changing. And yet, there's a core, a word that relates to the heart, courage, that there is an essence or a core that is the same and ongoing. So, thanks for listening. Have a good one.